WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Caleb, Hillary, and Halvo here this morning. And, you know, something you don't think about, but when you do, it's just kind of amazing, is how deep are the oceans, right?
Right.
I mean, like, when you just go out to swim in a lake or something, you just, you know, your feet are touching bottom until they can't. Well, an American explorer is the first person to dive to the deepest point of not just one ocean. How about the world's five oceans?
Wow.
Victor Vescavo completed the Five Deeps expedition back on August 24th when he dove more than 18,200 feet into the Molloy Deep of the Arctic Ocean. How cold is that?
That sounds super chilly.
I know it. He also set the record for the deepest solo dive back in May when he went almost double that, 35,853 feet down into the Challenger Deep, which is the part of the Pacific Ocean's Mariana Trench.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I didn't really. It goes down almost 36,000 feet.
That's
Isn't that incredible?
Unbelievable.
I mean, that is
You
just...
know, I was on a cruise once, and, you know, we're out at sea, and I'm there at the edge of the ship, and I started thinking about the depths underneath me and all that was on there. And I got so weirded out.
Yeah,
I had to, like, oh,
yeah.
I got the heebie-jeebies. I got to step away.
Yeah.
I can't even. Some people are afraid of heights. Maybe
yeah.
I'm afraid of depths.
Depths.
Wow.
What's the longest time you've ever been out at sea?
I mean, like on the cruise, you know, it was like a 7-day cruise and we were
so on water the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, we had ports of call and stuff and I got off the ship.
Oh,
here
okay.
And there.
Well, that's
so,
okay,
yeah,
a little bit
it was
break.
Okay. It was
yeah.
okay. But I, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed some whale watching on my honeymoon. That
yes.
was a ton of fun, but we didn't go like way, way deep, but we
yeah.
probably went like a,
now you're in Cal. Where were you?
California.
Okay.
This was, yeah, this was San Francisco Bay
You and Paul
area.
Both honeymooned in California.
Yeah, we're
I
just twins.
In Florida.
Yeah. Well, his was a lot earlier than yours.
I think.
The Dallas Texans Natives Adventures, Vescavo, is going to be part of a new Discovery Channel documentary series called Deep Planet. I guess
wow.
so, huh?
Wow. Unbelievable.
Our God is amazing what he's created. Well, I know you guys are fired up for the third Democratic debate tonight at 7 in Houston, right?
Why
yeah.
would they schedule that during Thursday night football?
I can't know.
I told my wife, I was like, I've had two nights without sports.
And I
like,
have a,
you had
and I have a
sports.
Board meeting tonight at 8. I hope they wrap it up early.
NFL
so can...
domination. How many? Sunday during the day, Sunday night, Monday, Thursday. People need to live their lives. Anyhow, I've got a board meeting for Teamwork Africa, which is when the debate is on. So that's
yeah.
kind of what I'm. And actually, Susie Favor Hamilton is speaking in Mayo at 7 tonight.
Oh,
so
my
a lot
goodness.
Of
yeah.
things
I've
going
got
on.
A government action committee for Wisconsin Association of Talented and Gifted board meeting.
Plus,
tonight.
You've got your police and fire commissioner.
That's
at 11.
11 this
oh, yeah.
morning.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So, anyhow, the debate, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is
Can
one
I
of
say
the
what I'm going to do tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to
watch the
go
debate.
For a walk and play with my kids and set my fantasy football lineup. So,
I
yay,
want your
Caleb's
night.
Doing important stuff, too.
I want your night.
I'll
well,
eat supper.
The
well.
Democrats will be debating, and these are the ones they had to get 130,000 supporters of, you know, any amount, and then they had to show at least a couple of polls, like 2% in the poll. So that's why these 10, all right? So we're kind of winnowing the field a little bit. Well, Andrew Yang making a name for himself, 44 years old. He says, hey, you want to elect somebody who's not like the president? How about a 44-year-old Asian mathematician is one of his pitch lines. He also talks about a universal income he calls the freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for people. Critics say, hey, they tried it in Mississippi and it didn't work, okay?
You can't see my eyes getting big on radio, but it's like, it's not.
They're just
going to
give you $1,000.
But over the weekend, he was crowd surfed at a Democratic event in New Hampshire. I kid you not, this story.
What has happened to politics?
I've seen the picture. Exactly. I mean, every succeeding presidential election, we go another place. I tweeted this out. I'm like, you know, welcome to the 2020
Why?
Campaign. So, Caleb, I don't know. This is meant to appeal to your generation. So
it depends on the candidate because, say, depending on Democratic or Republican, like, say if Governor Chris Christie had wanted to crowd surf and I was at an event, probably wouldn't have even tried catching him.
I had somebody say that.
Not anything against
Caleb.
No, but it's just like he's a larger guy
yeah.
and I don't
yeah.
want to get hurt.
That's fair. That's fair. And so now leading up to the debate, here's the thing with Yang. Not only was he crowd surfed, but again, you got to get the people's attention, right? I mean,
yeah.
you're going against the former vice president for 8 years and he's got that name recognition. Bernie finished second to Hillary. So you're fighting that name recognition. And so Yang now says that he's going to do something in the debate here. His handlers have said he's going to do something tonight that hasn't been done before in a debate. And so it made me scratch my, like, well,
like
what might that
what
be?
What might that be?
We It's don't check your watch. That didn't work for George Herbert Walker Bush. But my son followed a summons. He said, "Well, apparently one of his people said there's no dress code for the debate."
I am afraid.
Okay, so typically, if a guy is debating, usually a suit, maybe suit, not a tie, but
see,
at least
guys
a suit.
Have a big gold chain.
I don't know. Yeah, what might that be? I pictured shorts and sandals, but I don't think that seems. That doesn't say.
He's going to be over the top
president.
Patriotic. He's okay. Going to come dressed as.
Does that appeal to the Democratic base?
I think it does.
Sarah messaged us yesterday on 9/11.
Yes.
Sarah, and she said she dressed red, white, and blue
right.
at school
so maybe
on
he's
Patriots
gonna...
Day yesterday. I don't know. Yeah. So anyhow.
Well, they gotta compete with the NFL somehow.
He's gonna
at the same
be dressed
time,
as
so
Uncle
what's
Sam.
Gonna make it?
I don't know.
Gracious.
So we'll have the story for you tomorrow.
I can't wait to see. I might have to turn it on before my meeting and mm-hmm. see what he's got.
Can we go back to how we've progressed from a chicken in every pot to $1,000 a person?
Yeah, per month.
Every
yeah,
month. Where did that come from?
I love IKEA. I'm not going to lie. I love IKEA.
I have never been in an IKEA.
Neither have I. I've
really?
Just heard the
what?
Whole... I've heard two things.
Yeah.
Really good meatballs, and you do not want to try to put together IKEA furniture or it will test your marriage.
Meatballs? They serve you meatballs in a furniture store?
Well, because there's a whole cafe in
okay.
there, and it's
all
like
right.
a
stay
Swedish
longer, spend more.
Thing.
No, I've just never been there.
Oh, yeah. They have good chocolate cake. No,
does the Swedish chef though. Make the meatballs?
Yeah, they. All you hear from the kitchen is bork, bork, bork. But it's really good food. I love IKEA. It's super fun.
Check it out.
So one of the things that I really like about IKEA is that it's like all of these like small houses and you like walk into the little setup house and you can just envision and it's cute and it's fun and it's beautiful and it's a great time. And they have free childcare for itty bitties. So when my kids were
really?
Little, you throw the kids in the little happy playland and make sure they're all good and secure. And you go up to the cafe and eat dinner with your husband.
Wow.
I'm just saying, it's a cheap date.
It works.
How about playing hide and seek there?
Yeah. So police in Scotland found out about 3,000 people planning a giant game of hide and seek at IKEA.
Oh, they busted it before it happened?
Well, they broke off the fun. They
Who
had
narked
planned,
on that?
I don't know. They had these people had planned to turn the sprawling furniture chain in Glasgow into an impromptu playground on a Facebook event page last week, prompting the store to call the police. 5 officers stayed at the shop for the entire day to gauge whether folks were just browsing for a cheap desk or actually hunting for the perfect spot to hide.
No, seriously, I was just bending down to tie my shoe. I wasn't hiding.
Officer, we've got 3,000 people in our store. Well, that's not a problem.
I
don't think they want to
buy
even the meatballs because it would give away their location.
We love going to IKEA. It's so fun. Now I want to buy hide and seek. We should do like family pictures there in like the fake living room because their living rooms are way nicer than mine.
I've heard about people
well-lit.
Going. We talked about this a while back. People go to Hobby Lobby to
yes.
take pictures with the beautiful floral arrangements.
Yeah,
so.
Like oh, this is our home. Not really.
Speaking of games, Havel, you completely surprised me with this. As far as video games are concerned,
yeah, it's National Video Games Day, and so the question is, what is the best selling video game of all time? You guys guessed.
I thought like Super Mario Brothers, some iteration mm-hmm. of that because there's so many
That's
different ones.
That's a good
ones.
Guess. It's actually Minecraft.
Huh.
The sandbox video game originally released for Microsoft Windows in 2011. It's actually sold more than 176 million copies. The only other
wow.
two that have sold over 100 million, Tetris and Grand Theft Auto V.
I love Tetris.
So glad you didn't say GTA. Like I may have to rethink our friendship.
I love Tetris. That's my favorite
yeah,
game.
Yeah, my wife had liked it too. Yeah.
And then like when we got a minivan with kids packing for vacation was my favorite because it's like a three-dimensional Tetris
That's what
game.
I always think as well.
Yes.
When we're going because again, trying to save gas mileage to my little
yes.
Mazda 3 and my wife's like, you can't fit everything in there. I'm like,
oh,
watch and learn.
I've played Tetris. No, my kids, there's a period. I don't hear they play a whole lot of Minecraft now, but they have in the past. And I think, you know, that's a positive in terms of a video game. And there's a lot of positives in terms of creativity, spatial relations.
Yeah.
I think
love Tetris.
And Lily, Tuxedo Cat, right? She loves Tuxedo Cat.
Oh, cute.
I think that's a Minecraft thing.
You know, I'm not a selfie fan, but that's life
these days. On occasion, you take
them. On occasion. But a Denver businessman says he's found a unique business which tailors to millennials. Get this, $25 admission, gives you the privilege to walk freely around more than 30 different photo backdrops and take selfies.
I know people are going to pay for this. And it's crazy because you can take your selfies wherever, but again, and not just blaming Instagram, but in the age that we're living in where everything has to be perfectly crafted, even your candids are perfectly crafted that going into a place where it's like, wow, I can get photos that look different than everyone else's.
But they don't because you're at it's the Denver Selfie Museum.
Got to get those double taps on the gram.
Giving paying customers the chance to take as many selfies as they want. No,
I'll stay outside with the rest of the unwashed masses and take my selfies wherever.
He says he originally owned escape rooms, but the selfie museum was more unique and promising. I'll go to an escape room, thanks.
Honestly, our friends at Tactical Escape 101, I mean, they've got all over the listening area.
They'll let you take selfies in there, maybe.
And to be honest,
is there a policy?
Like, escape rooms, just bringing that up, that's a group activity.
Yeah.
It's not just about me, look at me. It's,
right.
Hey, let's work together as a group or as
together.
A family. Let's collaborate.
Yeah. So, can't say that I'll be trying that one, but, you know, to you selfie lovers out there, go for it. Let me know how it goes.
And this is in Denver?
Denver, yeah.
Because, honestly, Denver and all of Colorado is such a beautiful outdoorsy area. You would think there are more places that you could
go outside in the mountains.
I don't know. Yeah. Read a book, take a hike.
Pretty much anything. Yeah.
Something else. But you know what? I support his capitalistic ideas.
There you go. New and fresh ideas. What do you do?
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.